Let's take our Bibles once again and turn with me to Proverbs 20. Proverbs 20. Let's look at verse 26. Proverbs 20, verse 26. The scripture declares, "A wise king scattereth the wicked and bringeth the weal over them." A wise king scattereth the wicked. You know what that means? A wise king is just. He's just. Wisdom is exhibited in justice. Justice. You know why this world continues, and it may not be this way, it just seems like it is. Seems like to me that, I know sin's always been here, but it just seems like just there's just a more of a just a manifestation of it. It's just wicked, wicked, wicked. Man, I hear things on TV, people saying things concerning God that they don't know. It's so blasphemous. It just, you know, and you know why? Listen to this, Ecclesiastes 8:11. "Because sentence upon an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil." But man by nature thinks he's getting away with something. You know, you tell a child, "Now if you do that again, I'm going to spank you." And if he does it again, you don't spank him. You know what he says? Now listen to me. Let me tell you what he's thinking. It ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. They're not going to do anything. All right, I'm telling you one more time. He does it again. I'm telling you. Let me tell you something. You tell a child you're going to do something, you're going to spank him. If he does it again, when he does it again, wear him out. The next time, he'll think about it. I'm telling you. Now that's scriptural. That's scriptural. Solomon is stating a wise king knows something about governing, about ruling over his subjects wisely, lawfully. If there's going to be harmony in a kingdom, a wise king scattereth the wicked, bringeth the wheel. This wheel that's been spoken of, it was actually a threshing instrument that was used to draw it over husk or wheat and stuff like that. It divided the husk from the wheat. It was a threshing. It was an instrument that ground it over. That's what a wise king scattereth, executing judgment to the letter of the law. And he bringeth the wheel. So a wise king is somebody that knows how to be fair. He deals with lawlessness according to justice. And he does it for the good of the kingdom. Now, when it comes to, I'm not even going to go to human king. I'm going to go straight, let's go straight to Christ. A wise king, there's only one. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Our God, Christ Jesus the Lord, the one who is the fullness of the Godhead bodily, he is the wise King, the eternal King, the King of creation, the King of providence, the King of salvation, ruling. Psalm 45:6, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right." It's a just. It's fair. God is fair. He's fair. fair. Let me ask you this. The wages of sin is death. Now, sin, all sins against God. The wages of sin is death. So therefore, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Is that fair? That's fair. I mean, come on now. That's fair. It's fair that Almighty God deals with sin, deals with rebellion. He's wise. He's a wise king. This wise king, he's made all things. He made all things. Why? For himself. He's made everything, governs everything, keeps everything for his glory. Just like the previous message, he shows pity. Why? For his sake. If we're the recipients of it, we're blessed people. He's made it, rules it. The Lord by wisdom, Proverbs 3:19, hath founded the earth. And by understanding, he's established the heavens. Jeremiah 10:12, he's made the earth by his power. He's established the world by his wisdom. He's stretched out the heavens by his discretion. And he did all this that Christ might be honored, might be glorified in the salvation of his elect. The Lord, Proverbs 16:4, hath made all things, now listen, for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. Now you think about that scripture. In the glorious mystery of God's will and purpose, God's word that's going to stand forever. Now, heaven and earth going to pass away, but not this word. Now you listen to this. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. You know what that scripture right there ought to do? It ought to just shut our mouths. We're dealing with God. I'm not talking about this little g, impotent nobody that people is talking about that wants to do it. Neil and I was talking about wanting to do. If he wants to do something, that means there's some lack in him. Didn't mean to steal that from you, Neil. Neil came up with it. I did. And I want to eat. Well, that means I'm hungry. I'm desiring something. There's no lack in God. He has revealed that he's made and especially set forth that everything, all creation is going to redound to the manifestation of his holiness, his wisdom, his power, goodness, truth, justice, and wrath. He's made all things for himself. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Is God going to manifest his wrath? Yes, he is. Is he going to manifest his mercy? Yes, he is. Who are we? Children of the dust, to reply against God. What are we going to say to God? And being the only wise king, he's got a kingdom. A kingdom that's not of this world. I said last time, I'm going to say a little bit more about the kingdom. Well, here it is. John 18:36, Jesus answered, my kingdom, that is that a spiritual kingdom which his subjects are ruled and governed by him, by grace, is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from hence. God's kingdom didn't come from this world. His kingdom came from him in eternity. The kingdom which he's the king and the head of his body is his church. And all of God's people We're members of his kingdom. And he's the king. And we acknowledge him as so. Lord, you're God, not us. And being the king of his kingdom, his people admit, Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy to do as you will. And we bow to you. But he's going to do something for his people. A wise king scattereth the wicked. His kingdom, the people of his kingdom, they're guilty. And what's he going to do concerning their sin? He's going to scatter it. He's going to deal with it. How's he going to deal with it? He's going to deal with it in his Son. In Christ. We've said before, Christ was made sin. I still, every time I say it, I say this every time, and I mean it every time. Hanging upon that cross on Calvary, when Scripture says he was made sin, hanging upon that cross, the holy, harmless, sinless Lamb of God made sin. Hanging on that cross was sin. Sin was hanging on that cross. And Almighty God dealt with it, dealt with him. And it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Almighty God put away the sin of his people in their substitute. And he cast it as far as the east is from the west, behind his back, into the sea of his forgetfulness. You say, you mean to tell me that God can forget something? It's not there. It's not there. It's not there. He died under the judgment of God's wrath. Why? Because he's a wise king. Almighty God, in the person of his precious Son, has borne the guilt of all his people. But outside of him, I'll tell you what's going to happen. The same wrath that was spewed out on the Lord Jesus Christ for the elect is going to be spewed out on every person that will not bow. I will not bow to this God you're preaching, this sovereign God that you're preaching. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess, you're the Lord. You're the Lord. It may be in the day of judgment, but I'm telling you, everybody is going to believe this gospel. Everybody's going to believe it. Now in hell, they're going to lift up their eyes, and they believe it. The rich man that's in hell right now, I don't believe that was a parable. There was a certain rich man. Doesn't say it was a parable. That man right now believes that God is God. That God has a people. He believes it. But the way that a man dies is the way he's going to stay forever. The day of God's mercy and compassion, I'm telling you, you die without Christ. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to die eternally under the judgment of God. John the Baptist said concerning the Lord, Matthew 3:11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan, that is, the instrument of his threshing, whose fan is in his hands. He's going to thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Where is God's floor? What is God's floor? It's this world. That's what it is. He's going to purge this world. There's a day of judgment coming, an everlasting punishment for all who have suffered. For all for all for whom Christ has not suffered. There's a day of judgment. That's what I meant to say. The Lord's fan of judgment is His Word. Now this is what we're going to do. He's the judge. And listen to the basis of judgment. John 12:48. He that rejecteth me. It's not that someone rejects the Lord in saying, I don't believe that there is a Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody and their brother believes that. Devils believe that. He that rejecteth me, meaning that salvation is totally of grace. All of grace. That's what he's talking about. He that rejects me and receiveth not my words. Did he come into this world to save his people from their sins? Did he die for the elect according to his word? Did he? Is that what he said? Did he say, I lay down my life? He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So his fan in his hand, he's going to thoroughly purge his floor, his dominion, the whole earth is his. The earth is the Lord's. And he's going to purge it. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. He's going to do it. He's going to do it by his word. And that day, all the tares will be gathered and bound in bundles and burned. And he's going to burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. And he's going to gather his wheat into the garner. When he separates the sheep from the goats, he's going to say in Matthew 25:34, say to them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. God Almighty has prepared the kingdom for his people. In that glorious day, the day of redemption, the redeemed of the sheep, the redeemed, the sheep, the bride, shall behold the wisdom of God who has dealt with them in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Justice going to be served. A wise king scattereth the wicked. A wise king is going to bring the wheel over him. And in that day, when he separates the sheep from the goats, all the sheep on his right hand, they had their sins dealt with too. They didn't escape judgment. They didn't escape wrath. It was in their substitute. Everything that we have ever deserved, he bore. An eternity of separation from God Almighty, he bore in one moment. The eternity that is deserving to every rebel against God. When he said, and I will this side of glory and you won't either, ever enter into this statement. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And we think about that, and it's just like a moment. It was just like a moment. Well, maybe comparatively speaking, in time, maybe it was. But I can tell you this, that forsaking of the Lord, that separating from the Lord, that abandoning of the Lord, those outside of Christ that will bear that for eternity, Christ bore all of the elect's separation from God in one sacrifice. By one sacrifice for sin, he hath perfected ever. Oh, the indescribable worthiness of that blood, of that sacrifice. A wise king scattereth the wicked. And he did. For his people, in Christ, he did. They didn't escape. But I tell you what, for all separated from him in this life, they're going to be separated from him forever. And those redeemed, In that day, they're going to sing that song I spoke of a while ago, "Thou wast slain and redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." And here's this last verse, an amazing passage of Scripture. There's one other declaration that they're going to make. In verse 19 of Revelation, when Almighty God deals with the great harlot, Mystery Babylon, false religion. Now you listen, you listen. Mystery Babylon, you go back and see this. Mystery Babylon is a picture of all false religion. Almighty God is going to deal with false religion in the day of judgment, going to cast them out. And you know what the redeemed are going to say? Now, those that are crying out, what I'm about to read, are those that were taken out of it. Those that know something of redemption. Those that God Almighty has shown mercy. All of them were born just like everybody else. There's not a spitting difference between any of them. There's no difference between anybody in this world. We're all cut out of the same lump of rebellion. But in that day when Almighty God casts rebels, I'm talking about rebels that were just like you or me, but for the grace of God. Let me tell you, because of God's wisdom, the wise king scattereth the sheep. Scattereth the wicked. The wise king scattereth the wicked. Let me tell you what the redeemed are going to say. Revelation 19, 1 to 4. After these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, "Hallelujah. Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments." What does that mean? Lord, you've done that which is right. "For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication," her spiritual wickedness against God, "and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand." And again they said, "Hallelujah." And the smoke rose up forever. Now this is when God is casting the wicked, the rebels against God, casting them into hell. And the redeemed are going to say, "Hallelujah. You're doing that which is right, wise king." And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, "Amen. Hallelujah." You're telling me that the redeemed are going to cry hallelujah and praise and honor and glory unto the Lord God when he casts out rebels against him? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. "Then being separated from the goats on that day, the sheep, the vessels of God's mercy, are going to hear this precious word of the wise king who has dealt with their wickedness in Christ." He's going to hear him say, they're going to hear him say, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit that kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." A wise king scattereth the wicked, and bringeth the wheel over, the wheel of his threshing. Our sins have truly been put away. In absolute fairness. God Almighty has dealt with the guilt of his people in Christ. And it's done. It's done. It's finished. And it's never going to be brought up again. May the Lord bless the word to our hearts for Christ's sake.